Good afternoon. A trough of low pressure is currently swinging through interior New York and New England. It's generating a bunch of clouds and even a few flurries and snow showers. But more importantly, a wind shift out of the northwest and cooler air is flowing in behind the trough. So as it sweeps through the region, we will go back to some sunshine during the course of the afternoon, and temperatures will either hold steady or drop during the day, and by evening we'll come off our early afternoon highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s back down into the lower to mid 30s by sunset. Skies will be mostly clear tonight, and with the wind dying out, we'll be back down into the teens and lower 20s, and this will set us up for a sunny start tomorrow with high pressure in control. But another weak disturbance will head our way during the afternoon tomorrow, and the skies will cloud up. There is the chance for snow showers late in the afternoon tomorrow and into the evening, but no significant accumulation. Some places may see a dust on the ground, and highs tomorrow will be in the middle and upper 30s. Another weak disturbance will pass through the area on Friday with snow showers and temperatures in the middle 30s for afternoon highs. And really, this is the weather pattern heading into the weekend. Not terribly cold with highs in the 30s on Saturday. Again, there's the risk for a few passing snow showers, but after that warm front passes through, it'll get even milder on Sunday with partly sunny skies back into the mid 40s. A front heading our way on Monday could produce a few rain showers as highs stay in the 40s, and then we'll knock it back down into the upper 30s to around 40, still well above average for Tuesday, along with a mix of sun and clouds. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, portions of the Gulf Coast and Southeast will have rain and thunderstorms as a cold front moves through. Central and southern Florida could see periods of intense rainfall that yields 1 to 2 inches, and flash flooding is a possibility. To the north, conditions will be favorable for lake effect snow downwind of Lake Ontario and Erie, with accumulations of up to 8 inches possible. Lake effect snow advisories have been issued for the snow belts. In the upper Midwest and Great Lakes region, they'll see widespread snow as cold air surges in from Canada. The highest snow totals of 8 to 12 inches are expected across northeastern parts of Minnesota, Lake Superior, and northern Michigan. Meanwhile, the northwest will be cool and wet in an active pattern through Thursday. Widespread precipitation is expected from the Pacific Northwest coast to the western portions of Montana and Wyoming. Coastal areas will likely receive several inches of rainfall, with heavy snow across the higher terrain. Accumulations of up to a foot of snow will be possible in the Washington Cascades, with 1 to 2 feet possible for the Beartooths, Tetons, and Sawtooth ranges. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 82 degrees at Naples, Florida, to a low of 18 below zero at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine in the lower 40s, Boston partly sunny and breezy in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers and highs in the lower to mid 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high, 62, set in 1974, and the record low, 23 below zero, in 1994. Sunrise this morning, 7:15 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:01 p.m. 9 hours and 46 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers today and highs in the upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, breezy with snow showers and some heavier squalls today, highs in the lower to mid 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with snow showers and lows in the upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 20. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs around 40. mostly clear tonight with lows near 20. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, some late-day snow showers into the evening, upper 30s. More snow showers possible Friday, otherwise cloudy in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers Saturday in the middle to upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds in the mid-40s on Sunday. A chance for rain showers on Monday in the mid-40s. And back to 40 for highs with a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.